this is a very new field, particularly in the field of management. And so for the Walton College as a business school, this is a field that no one's really addressed that much in research or in practice. And so the Tyson Center for Faith and Spirituality in the Workplace is the place where we're really looking at what's the leading edge research, what's the leading edge practice. And so we're bringing people together to say, what have we done so far that's meaningful, that people can use, and then what needs to be done?
The people being brought together at this conference, faith leaders, business leaders, students, yes. University of Arkansas students.
Right.
The idea is to get some sort of dialogue going about faith and spirituality in the, or continue a conversation?
It really is to start a dialogue between these groups, because there are academic groups that are in dialogue about this. There are faith groups that talk about the theology of work, but they never have academics there and they don't have business people there. There are business people who are talking about faith and spirituality in the workplace, but they don't talk to the students. They don't talk to the academics. So it's like this will be the first time we bring everyone together to look at their view. It's kind of like the mini hands on the elephant. You know, everybody sees a different part, but together we can see a greater wholeness.
You know, for some people, I remember growing up, there would be signs you would see at public places. There are three things that are not going to be talked about here: sports, politics. And they would use a word that you do not use, but has concentric circle relationship, religion.
Correct.
This is. But as you point out, this is not religion that's being discussed. It's faith and spirituality, and there is a difference.
Yes. Yeah, and as you pointed out, there's concentric circles. So many people, if you say the word faith, they think you're talking about religion or a particular religion. But we see it as much broader than that. We define faith as a belief in something greater than yourself. And then spirituality is taking that belief and carrying it into action. And so it's trying to be as inclusive as we possibly can. When someone talks about a particular religion in the workplace, sometimes that creates conflict. Sometimes it even creates lawsuits. So all of that is something that we need to study and understand and figure out how can people be who they really are, deep in their faith, express that without creating conflict, without creating lawsuits, and trying to make a more open workplace.
While still being respectful of people who may have a different faith or spirituality or...
Or none. Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that you hope to include agnostic and atheistic views as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's really everybody's values centered. Whether you're agnostic or atheistic or have a particular faith tradition, all of those have values about how we can be more humanistic in the workplace and how we can live a deeper, more meaningful kind of work.
You mentioned that this is relatively new. There is some research, and some of this research will be discussed and presented during the conference in November.
Right. Yeah, we've got actually people from New Zealand who are going to talk about their research on the Maori perspective. So we have indigenous people that they've looked at. What are their values? And how might the rest of the world learn from this very high trust kind of culture? And we've got research on spirituality and higher education. And what's the difference between if you're a faith-based a higher education institution or a secular institution? Comparing those and looking at how does that affect someone's commitment to the organization? How does that affect their sense of job satisfaction or purpose and meaning? So it's lots of interesting things.
Yeah, this comes out of something called the International Spirit at Work Awards.
Yes.
And you can find a list of organizations from around the world that have been honored with the International Spirit at Work Award, which you had some hand in developing those awards?
I'm the one who founded it.
Well, that would be some hand.
I had some hand, and then I had lots and lots of help.
And you mentioned health. There were many hospitals and health organizations that have been past honorees. What is looked for to be an honoree with the International Spirit at Work Awards?
Okay, and now it's called the International Faith and Spirit at Work Awards. And so what we look at is an organization that is open about wanting to nurture the human spirit in the workplace and to do that in a way that really does respect different faith traditions and different spiritual beliefs and to have something really concrete that other organizations could emulate. And so they need to be able to mentor and be willing to educate other organizations about what they do.
When you talk about values at the workplace, that could be internal, treating employees fairly, mm-hmm. fair wage for mm-hmm. fair work. But it could also very much be external. What's your mission? And you know, not harming, not doing environmental damage, not,
right.
you know, fair trade, things like that.
Right. Yeah. We primarily, with the award, focus on the internal aspects because there's groups like Business for Social Responsibility that will focus more on the external, what are your relationships with your stakeholders. But we felt like there wasn't anybody paying attention to a particular stakeholder, the employees. So that's where our major focus is.
Some of the people speaking at this conference, and I should mention the conference is November 7th, 8th, 9th.
Yes.
At the Walton.
At the Walton College.
Campus, right. Mm-hmm. Some of the people familiar to folks around here, John Tyson, Mr. Soderquist, but some names that are not from here,
mm-hmm.
including the keynote speaker.
Well, we have five keynote speakers.
Okay.
So John Tyson and Don Soderquist are two of the five keynote speakers. Bill Pollard, many people around here are familiar with Bill Pollard because he was the CEO of ServiceMaster, mm-hmm. which is a major faith-based organization, or faith-friendly organization might be more accurate to say.
That's three of the...
Okay.
The keynoters.
Then we have Lynn Sedgemore. She's the CEO of 157 Group in the United Kingdom, and that's a group that consults and does leadership development for higher education leaders. And she received the Spirit at Work Award in 2007 for the work that she did in creating real spiritual leadership programs for the leaders in the United Kingdom. And then the last person is Cindy Wigglesworth. She's from Texas, and she runs a company called Deep Change. And she's pretty known in the academic field for her work on spiritual intelligence. She's developed a measure of spiritual intelligence that's valid and reliable and is used in research but also used in organizations for development purposes.
The early bird special for registration has passed.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice that for University of Arkansas students – if they show a valid ID, the price for this conference is pretty good.
You couldn't get much better than free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of our mission is we really see this as a ministry for students, that for the students who really want to live with integrity, their faith and spiritual paths in the workplace, they can be so inspired by coming to hear the keynote speakers we have and hearing what the latest research is and meeting leaders in the business and in the faith communities. So we really want to reach out to them and have them be able to attend without any kind of barriers. So we're really excited about being able to make this opportunity available. We are looking for support from companies who will help us underwrite that.
And I think if I read the material correctly, you can go to the conference and mm-hmm. spend the money there, but you can also go to the awards dinner if you can't make the entire conference.
Right.
So there are different levels of
yes.
Of cost.
Yeah, so the awards dinner is Monday night, and most people say that that's one of the most meaningful parts of the conference. And when I repeat that, a lot of people go, yeah, sure, awards dinners. Those are like one of the most boring things I've ever gone to. But in these awards dinners, we ask the people who've received the award to tell their story. And that's what gets so moving. It's not, you know, here's your award and thank you very much. It's, let's hear from you. Why did you win the award? What are you doing that inspires others? And so that's been very, very meaningful for people.
And I want to look at the program here. I have a copy. Because there are some very interesting topics even before the conference itself formally begins, mm-hmm. including faith, spirituality, and sustainability, spirituality and healthcare, spirituality and diversity. Those are free pre-conference workshops. On Monday, that Monday afternoon alone sounds so very interesting.
Yeah, again, it's like something we really want to do for the community is if anybody wants to attend one of those workshops, they can attend for free, and we're hoping you'll get excited enough about that to want to then attend the full conference. And each of those workshops is 3 hours long, and they're meant to be very practical. Really hands-on on how do you implement and connect and integrate faith and spirituality and sustainability, or how do you deal with the diversity issues around the faith and spirituality in the workplace. Those kinds of things, very practical, and we're giving that as a gift to the community.
this could be a conference, and I don't mean this in any bad way at all. This could be a conference that for some people raises as many questions as it gives answers, especially mm-hmm. since it's the first one.
Yeah. And we hope that it does. I mean, in all spiritual traditions, they say the questions are more important than the answers. And so we're seekers. All of us are seeking. And the last part of the conference is really designed to address what are the big questions we can walk away with and what are we going to do about it? And how do we help each other? So many people working in this field really feel alone. Because it's kind of a fringe area to some people, you know, it's kind of out there on the edge. And so by coming together in community and exploring the questions, then we can see how we can help each other further the work.